Hey everybody, it is me, Shewa. Yes, it is me, Veronica Chanel. You should know my voice by now. I decided to take a quick break just to run this by you. Yes, if you haven't noticed, I do have a marvelous voice. Yes, I know. Thank you. Thank you. But I have decided to do something different starting in the year of 2022. So, what I'm going to be offering is voiceover services. I received tons of compliments throughout the years about my voice. Even though I may not be able to hear what you all hear, but I'll take your word for it. Now, the Lord has blessed me with this voice and He has blessed me with this cuteness, so I cannot disappoint Him any further. I will be offering voiceover services. If you need someone to, you know, do an announcement, commercials, for your podcast, so on, so forth, your live stream, even moderation on Clubhouse. Clubhouse is becoming a thing. It's becoming a thing. You need to kind of contact me. Yes, my website is veronicachanel.com. Now, my company is Veronica Chanel Enterprises, LLC, but Veronica Chanel Productions produces my podcast, and it produces my radio show, The Lady Boss Show, on Soar Radio. So I decided to extend my marvelous voice, darling. Because why? Because she cannot disappoint God and this gift He has given me. So if you need voiceover talent, contact me. The email address is on the website. I could tell you the website. I mean the email address, but instead, I would like for you to check out the website. You'll be quite surprised. My firm is certified as a government contractor on federal, state, and local government. Can we tell God thank you? Oh, yes, sir. So, go on over to veronicachanel.com website and listen. Chanel is spelled C as in cat. Yeah, I know. You was going to say S. No. veronicachanel.com. Smooches. Everybody, welcome to the Melon Cafe. I know you're thinking, Melon Cafe, really? Well, listen, this podcast is not just catered to the African American community, aka the culture. I can't really do that on this particular podcast because let me tell you what this podcast is all about. I like to talk about lifestyle, wellness, business, as well as trending topics, what's going on in the world. Hi, my name is Veronica Chanel, and I am the creator and the host of this podcast. So if you break it down, melon means you first thing you think is within the skin, brown. That's who I am. Cafe is more catered to a place where you can sit down, chat, bring your laptop or your iPad, work and talk. That's what this podcast is all about. Lifestyle, business, entertainment, and guess what? I am also a journalist. So if you go on Newsbreak, you search Veronica Chanel Media, and I'm going to be adding some of my featured topics and articles on this podcast so we can have a little chit-chat. So if you haven't done so already, make sure you subscribe or follow this podcast. Check us out on YouTube as well. YouTube channel, search Veronica Chanel. Smooches. Hey, 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 what's up, everybody? Welcome to the Lady Boss Show on the amazing Soar Radio. It is a blessing, it is an honor to greet you all via radio. I am Veronica Chanel. And like I always say, I am thankful, I am grateful for the Lord's mercy and grace that He has bestowed upon me and bestowed upon you. because if he didn't extend his mercy, you wouldn't be hearing me right now. Another day means another day to get it right, to repent, to make the Lord happy, just in case the rapture takes place. I don't know about y'all, but I'm not trying to be left and in a high. I'm not trying to be left behind. Not with all the crazy folk. I ain't trying to be left behind with the crazy folk. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be so depressed if God ever tell me, depart from me, for I never knew you. I will literally pass out. Literally pass out. I will be trying to grab his ankle and fly on up there with him. I don't want him to say that to me. So I'm thankful that he has allowed me to learn about him. He has allowed me to take his yoke and learn of him and to study his word. So I have an opportunity, you do too, to come boldly before his throne, to study his word and rightly divide it. And don't be ashamed. Wow, I'm divided. I feel like preaching already. See the saints. How are you? I'm hoping a seasoned saint did a great in the background, you know, that quickening. I'm having a flashback, bear with me. By the way, it's Friday. So typically on Facebook and Instagram, you see hashtag flashback Friday. That's what I'm having right now. So bear with me. And plus, if those of you who've been listening to me, you know how I am. You know how I am. And plus, seasoned saint, it don't take much for a seasoned saint to have a quickening moment. A quickening moment is when they go, suddenly. Yes, sir. You know when you are anointed, when you take up offering and you still jumping and twitching. Come on now. I'm not picking. I'm not picking. I'm just speaking the truth. In Jesus' name. We're going to have a music flow. But before I do, I know everyone heard about President Biden's federal student loan forgiveness plan. I guess I just have to deal with it. I feel like the Dema and the Lecrat should have showed out by just snatching it all and giving us a zero balance, right? That's what everybody would be hoping for. But I feel that the reason why he didn't do that, because Mathematica and Lily, and then the economic and Lily, because you know he has economic advisors and economicists and all these panel people may have saw that that wouldn't be FISA and a LABO. Because people be saying, well, you know, the taxpayers is going to have to pay this back. That concept, who developed that system? Do you think, and that's something that you can think about before we get into the music flow. If I had the machine to create money and it be not counterfeit, I mean, whatever I wipe out, I can create the money to replace it like that. Do you think I'm going to have folk paying for that? I see. I have heard so many statements of you just can't make money. You just can't. Why you just can't make money? Why? Tell me why. Why? Who created? Who said that the federal government, the United States, just can't make money just because? Or to replace the amount that has been wiped out? Why? Well, because you just can't. I think it's just everybody is used to, you know, who ancestors created this system. You know, to me, is it just me or is it fixated where the middle people, the middle class, rather, will have to pay for it? And the wealthy folk getting upset because they flipped the script on them. The audacity of those making $200,000-$300,000 a year already got 15 homes. Excuse me. Let's get into the music flow.
Hey, my man, pass me that bag of corn nuts. Thank you, brother. My favorite. What's up, everybody? It's your man, Baby Dub. I brought my Mob Life family here with me today. We got a message for you here. I know you go through some tough stuff in your life, you know, and seems hard, unfair, unjust, but I want you to know all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord. That's right. Say.
Everything's working.
Yeah.
Working.
Uh-huh.
Trying not to cry, losing sleep at night, even though it don't feel good.
Up against the ropes,
strength is running low.
Children, the enemy came up against your name.
maybe came up against your character. You will win, win. You will win, win. The enemy came up against your health. The enemy came up against your finances. The enemy came up against your vision. The enemy came up against your business. You will win. Oh, you will win. Yes, you will.
Just tell them, say, it's your winning season. It's your winter season.
It's your winter season.
You've got God to carry you.
It's your winter season.
You've got God to carry you.
It's your winter season.
That's what He's gonna do tonight.
It's your winter season.
'Cause you can't afford to lose again.
It's your winter season.
You can't afford to lose again.
It's your winter season.
Oh, it's your winter season.
It's your winter
last
season.
Time I say, everything attached to me. Is what I need you to do, because I realize that you can't say you are a winner but look defeated. I need you to get up out of your seat and high five 10 people across this room. Don't just stay at your row, tell them across the room that you will win. Come on, high five 10 people and tell them you will win. You will win. God don't birth failures. God don't call you defeated.